Hi, and welcome to what I believe is the final episode of Soul Level Whole. Episode 81, I'm thinking, which numerologically is 9. 9 is completions and peaks, and I didn't intend to end this podcast, but a few days ago I was recording something for here, and as I got to the end of it, I realized it was complete, that what I started this podcast for and the journey through it, it's been almost 5 years, I think, with this podcast. And a lot has happened inside of those years with me, with my clients, with my work, and all the things that I originally brought here. And the last thing I recorded was everything along those themes coming to a close. And it was this peak, this culmination, and I realized we're complete. And I've been sitting with it for days and thinking, really? Am I really done? Am I going to want to go back? And, you know, when you feel something coming to an end, a relationship, a phase of your life, whatever, some part of you knows intrinsically, and other parts of us may ask questions or feel like we need to really feel a readiness before we let something go or move on. And I trust that, and I trust that for me, I trust that for you whenever we're moving through things in life, because things don't usually just abruptly end. There's lots of movement toward them coming to a close, right? It just doesn't suddenly become winter one day. It takes a while. It takes the whole year to bring us to winter. So here we are, and I've been debating on, do I share the last thing I recorded? It's very personal and maybe vulnerable. I'm recording this as an intro to that, or at least maybe not even as an intro, maybe as the final episode. And I don't have anything planned to say. I'm just speaking. I usually don't plan much when I share these things. So I'm not sure if I'm going to share it as I say these words. We'll see. If I do, I'll tack it on to the end. And if I don't, then this is just going to end right here. But the premise of the last thing I recorded was that when we allow ourselves to truly, not even allow, when we're basically like forced to surrender to our, what we refer to as our core wounding, our shadows, things like this, when we really have to sit with them on a level that there is no escape. Sometimes this is referred to as dark night of the soul and some sort of awakening. The level that I had to sit with that in the last year and a half was unlike anything I've ever experienced before. There were so many things that I've navigated, and I'm sure you have too, where you're working with a trauma, a something you want to heal, a pain, emotional pain, I mean, some sort of anxiety, or, you know, you're working with something directly, something that looks like, okay, this is the thing I'm working with, my sadness, my trauma, whatever. And we sometimes almost can compartmentalize it, or really need to compartmentalize it, because if it became our whole life, that's all consuming. So, you know, we go to therapy and we seek out healing and we try all these things. Most of the work that I have done with clients involves something around that we need to sort through and heal. But we're also living other parts of our lives. What happened to me in the last year was that it became my whole life. It consumed me. And I thought in the past that I had been through that, but I hadn't come close to what I had to face over the last year plus. It's very divine timing. Astrologically, it has made a lot of sense. I have a wonderful astrologer who I've spoken with that's helped me make a lot of sense of these influences that are very much in my life, and they're undeniable. So it, like, I couldn't run away from it. It was everywhere. Sometimes things hit our lives in all directions in every way, and there's no avoiding it. There's no hiding from it. There's no numbing ourselves to it at all. Like, there's nothing that will help us escape. And that's really what I've been sitting in. Astrologically, if you're interested, it has a lot to do with Pluto. I think it's like my first Pluto square or something, and various other things are happening. It's all hitting for me in my career, my public persona, like how I show up in the world, that type of thing. Whether or not you believe in astrology, it really doesn't matter. It's that it's very clear when things hit our life energetically, we're in a season of something. We're in a pattern of something. It's like, oh man, like what the fuck is going on? You know, it's like you can't get away from it. Astrology, at least for me, has helped me to put words and context to that. And this truly has been like unlike anything I've ever come close to experiencing, to navigating. It was scary. I didn't, like I say in this thing, if I do share it, I didn't know how it would turn out. I didn't know if I'd be okay. I didn't know if I'd come out of it. I was being repetitively confronted with things that, from my past, that I didn't know how bad they were. I didn't realize really what I had been through. And I had done so much incredible work around it with myself, but there was more that needed to be unearthed. And so I basically went down to what I know of in this present moment as the very bottom. And that's why I'm saying I think this podcast is complete, because everything that I've shared with in this podcast, everything I've helped my clients with that relates to all of this, everything that I've devoted myself to in these themes of our mental health, our self-worth, trauma, how we create our lives, all of that is what has kind of like peaked and turned over for me. And I'm really changing direction in my whole life because of this. But basically, I hit the very bottom of all of those things. And so I recorded about it and realized, oh, you know, the whole premise of this podcast and a lot of our healing is about calling ourselves back. The most popular episode on this entire podcast is episode number 3, which is calling your energy back. It's been played thousands of times. I've had people tell me that they listen to it every single day because it helps them in a handful of minutes call their energy back to themselves. So for me and for the people that I've worked with, this idea of healing has really been about continuously returning to ourselves and calling all these parts of ourselves back, meaning reclaiming parts of ourselves, learning the truth so we can feel empowered and healed and whatever. So Live a Whole was originally integrating our lost parts is how I described it. And the whole idea of Soul Live a Whole came to me one day in like a thought. I heard Soul Live a Whole in my head. I heard it that it was like, oh, this is like a podcast. You know, it's like an inspiration type of thing that came to me. I wasn't planning on it. I figured out how to make a podcast. It was like the summer of 2019. And off I went. And I had so much to say. But in this major dark night of the soul, midlife crisis type of energy that can hit us, which is, I think, what I just have been going through, that is kind of like the epitome of integration. And it was so fucking confronting. But I have integrated it. I originally felt like I was just surviving it. But now I feel wholly and so soulfully, if we can say that, grateful for the experience. Because it helped me clear and purify so much. So many levels, so many dimensions. And it was so fucking confusing. Because when you're going through that kind of unraveling and realizing all the mind fucking you've been through and healing your brain, your actual brain around that and your being and your energy, it's a lot. But I have surfaced, I have come to the other side of it, and I do feel complete around it and ready for this next thing. So thank you all for being here and for sharing this with people that you think it could help. It's reached a lot of people probably in ways that I might never know. It's reached people around the whole country, the whole world. Yes, of course, my country, the United States, but the whole world. And we've been part of it together, and it's been for you. Like, I come here and sit on my floor or wherever I am to share something important with you that I hope will serve you and help you. And now it's been years in the making, just like it's going to be for you. Anything that we shift and change, right? It takes time. It takes years in the making. It's been years in the making that I've been in a pivot. And, you know, when you don't necessarily know what that pivot is, you just feel it happening. It can feel confusing or like you're not sure what to do and it's not entirely clear to you. But the clarity is coming enough. And I have other projects and things in mind that I'm I'm cultivating internally and then eventually externally. And maybe those will resonate with you and maybe they don't, but however long this platform exists, however long we're here on earth and you can listen to these podcasts, I plan on having them here and maybe doing some more with the content from them. So stay tuned for that. But in either case, I always say, you know, if you want to follow along or if this resonated with you, follow along in the future, or this resonates with you and you want to stay connected in some way, you can just look up my name because that's the way it is. I'm not necessarily like in love with the fact that you can just put my name in any sort of search engine online and find me and find all the things I'm doing. But it's there. I'm there and you can come find whatever is next. But so much love and gratitude to you and to us being on this trajectory together, and for however it's supported you and me and us. Amazing. And that's my sign off. I'm going to go listen to this other episode and see if I want to share it. And if not, then this will be the last thing I say. And if I do decide to put it on here, then you've got another, what is it, 30 minutes of something to listen to. But I could also put it up and then one day decide to take it down because it's too vulnerable. So if you do at all hear anything after this for whatever time it exists, cool. If not, this is it. All my love to you. Take care of yourself. Hi, and welcome to Soul of a Whole. If you've never been here before, hi, I'm stoked to have you. If you've been here many times before, that's awesome. I'm also super happy to have you here. My name's Kaylin. Some people call me Dr. Kaylin or Dr. C or whatever. That's not what this is about. This is about something that I have discovered and really made a lot of sense of, and so that's why I want to bring it to you. But I really have to explain it from a personal lens and not make it very generic. Once I start making it generic, I tried to record this like two times already, got like a minute or two in and realized I just have to explain it from my lens, because then through that specificity, I can deliver the ideas, the themes, maybe some of the wisdom that then you can apply to yourself if it fits. And it's around core wounding. I'm going to get up and move around. So hang on. Hanging out at my office after a day of working with clients. So if it sounds a little different in here or anything weird it's because I'm at my office. Anyway, so when we experience... No, I'm going to talk about myself. I have experienced things, just like I'm sure you have, in my life that... early on and probably past lives, whatever that means, that has harmed my sense of self, my sense of worth, right? We all have these experiences. And I also have been treated terribly by people in my life repeatedly, and maybe you have been too. And then in the last... year or two, no, last year and a half, I had to confront these things in a way that I never have before. I had a chat, it was impossible for me to make podcasts about it or really to share about it at all. It was extremely internal, hermit-like, very intense. People talk about the dark night of the soul kind of thing. This was that, but on acid, you know, like tripping intense. I had no intention to explore that type of healing. I didn't know it was there to be healed. And I'll be more specific as I go. But I think sharing it from my specific experiences, like I said, maybe will be what brings the message home the most. So I'm just going to be very specific and very personal about it. So, yes, over the last year plus, the things that I have been through, the things that I have had internalized over time, didn't realize I did, the things that we're blind to, what we call shadows, right? Came up loudly, relentlessly, couldn't look away from them. It was such an intense inner reality that I was living in that's the weird thing about when we're doing really intense healing work with ourselves. Our regular lives look like regular lives, and then the stuff that we're sorting out internally is like eons old and multidimensional and super encompassing of like all that we are. And anywho, so all this stuff is coming up over and over and over again. I have to keep looking at my life, my past, the way that I have been treated and neglected and abused. It just came up over and over and over and over again. I wasn't trying to. I didn't want to. No part of me wanted to face these things. I thought I was good. I thought I had already healed. I thought that I knew who I was. I thought that I had arrived at some point. But in divine timing, in the right energies, in the right way that my life was, it allowed for this uncorking, this like Pandora's box, this like deep dig unintentionally into the bedrock, the very foundation of my traumas, my pain, and the things that truly did not serve me in the ways that I thought, felt, behaved, in what I brought into my life and the relationships that I formed. All of this came up very much in my face in very uncomfortable ways. And the reason that it happened was not because I was going through very hard things in my life. It happened because I was in good, safe experiences in my life, probably for the first time with a partner. So that's not the point of this conversation. I'm going to share kind of something about it, but that is something I've wanted to share or want to be more expressive about, is that being with my partner now, who is extremely safe, an ideal fit for me, and there's a lot more to that, but what it wound up doing, and he's a dad, so I have, I've never met my father. He abandoned my mom and me. And then I had an abusive stepfather. So my relationships with father figures was like zero. And so my partner's a dad. He's dad to two girls. And I met them at their age, which was a similar age that I was when I started to be pretty significantly abused by my stepfather. So it was like interesting timing. I got to see the age that I was. They were like 11, 12, 13, 14 in this age range. There's two of them, but that's the ages that they've been in since I've known them. So that has brought up all kinds of things. His parents are really lovely. His dad is super kind. They're really healthy. So I got to see all of that type of stuff. And anywho, so what wound up happening was that when I was confronted with the healthiest things I had known, it brought up my shadows so horrendously. And that was such an intense lesson for me to learn, which is that if I had people, places, things in my life that weren't quite right, that didn't treat me quite right, that somewhat reinforce my old wounds, I didn't even necessarily know they were doing it because I was so used to it. And it just kept reinforcing the shadow. So the shadow never really came out to play, didn't get exposed. But when my partner would never come close to abusing me, when I watched him be a really good dad, when his dad was super kind to me, when I watched really healthy dynamics, when, you know, I went through and all this kind of stuff, my darkness surfaced and I faced my past with this clear lens that I had never had before. And it occurred to me that I had been abused for most of my life, rejected for most of my life. And then, you know, it was reinforced over and over again. So, you know, I was abused in this way or treated poorly in these ways or whatever. And then, you know, subconsciously, inadvertently, attracting and seeking out more of that in others. And so I would then have really bad partnerships and stuff. And I just kept playing out these dynamics and I didn't even know. This is core wounding, right? So it's really impossible to explain how horrible all that was to relive all that, it was like from one moment to the next, 1 hour to the next, I would be bombarded with memories of my past when I wasn't even trying. My brain kept taking me back to the same age over and over and over again, to the same memories over and over and over again. And I was reliving this feeling, these intense pains that weren't taking place in real time. And it was a terrible snowball. Not only that, and this is something I'll talk about another time and I've probably already shared, but it brought up a lot of things in me that never got the opportunity to heal because I was never in a safe enough position to do that. So when things were really good and really healthy, it actually brought up more of my stuff. So I felt a lot more shame, a lot more insecurity, all these things because I felt really exposed. Not the point of this podcast, this episode. So anyway, all my stuff came up. And it came up day after day, month after month for a whole year plus. Major grand finale of that at the start of this year. Not the point of this episode either. Ridiculously intense. So now that I've moved to the other side of that, after the healing journey that I began in 2010, so I've been hanging out in these realms for a while. This was unlike anything I've ever experienced before. And when you go to the very bedrock, the very foundation, when you're actually taken there, I didn't try to go there. I wound up being forced there through timing and through my life circumstances, forced to my darkest places, forced to confront my shadows while I was kept safe in my partnership and in my life to do that. There was nowhere for me to run. There was nowhere for me to hide. I had to really face it in ways that I would never really wish upon anybody. And I really thought I was going crazy at times. I didn't know if I'd ever be okay again. I didn't know if I would like psychologically survive it. And I'm really not exaggerating. That's how severe it felt at times. I didn't know if I'd ever feel like myself again. Because I was being so inundated with so much trash from my past and I didn't know how to handle it. I didn't know that was what was even happening. So 11 minutes in, I had no idea that was what was happening to me. I didn't understand what was happening to me. I just knew that everything felt like it was falling apart. I was falling apart over and over again. It was like death and rebirth, but mostly a lot of like death in a spiritual sense over and over and over again. I couldn't make sense of a lot of things. Basically, the ways that I thought, felt, believed, behaved, all of it came into question. This is something that cosmologically, astrologically, in our lives will happen to all of us. Mine happened to be right now as I approach 40. That might be where you are too, depends on so many factors, but it's considered like a midlife crisis. But it's when everything you've ever lived, everything you've ever done comes up to be examined to see if it's actually true. And so anyway, so that's what I'm emerging from. And the cool thing about it all, now that I'm good, now that I'm empowered, now that I have cleared that fucking slate, and there's so much that goes into that too, I'm so grateful that it happened. I'm so glad I was forced to look at these things. I had no idea what was still inside of me that needed to be expunged and confronted. It was just a ton of distortions and lies that, you know, that we all carry, that make us choose things that aren't really right for us, that make us do things that don't really fit who we are, that help make us feel like we're held back or we're stuck. And we just keep repeating these patterns. So now that I'm liberated, I'm on the other side of it. And I think about this idea of our core wounding. And I work with lots and lots of women, and I have for a very long time in my work, like the entirety of my work. Usually, if we're working with healing and where they feel stuck and things that they want to overcome, we're circling around the core wounds, the things that were the original insults to them, to who they are, that then got built on and layered upon year after year, and also are ancient because they're passed on from generation to generation. They're collective, they're societal, they're cultural, they're gendered, they're also spiritual, they are, you know, past lives, if we want to go there, whatever. It's just, it's big, you know. And if we're working in the realm of their wounding, the thing that people tend to want to do is to look at their external circumstances and fix them, improve them, and focus on these things outside of themselves that need to be changed or improved upon. So their marriage, their finances, their business, or even their physical health. Sometimes people get very fixated on their physical health. But the real issue is an internal one. So I'm going to give you an example. If you're in a really gnarly marriage or relationship, you are not happy, you're not fulfilled, you feel like you're settling, you're not being treated well, this isn't the, you know, your partner isn't your favorite person on the planet. There's lots of frustrations that I work with people in their relationships, the frustrations they have in their relationships. The reason why that they're still in them is not what you might think. It's not that, oh, they have to fix something and then the relationship will be okay. It's not even that we have to talk about the relationship at all. It's that we really have to talk about the person and the things that are keeping them inside of something, a terrible job, a terrible circumstance, a bad relationship, negative thinking, whatever it is. We have to go to the very core of where it's actually coming from. And that's when people get very afraid. They might not know that they're afraid. They might just feel resistant or shut down or make excuses. But really, when it no longer becomes them being able to control their external environment in order to be okay, meaning like, well, if my partner and I are figure this out, then everything's okay. If I just get my finances in order, then I'll be okay. If my work level decreases just a little bit, then I'll be okay. Like, it's all of this stuff external to them, which is all coming from something internal to them. When I work with people, we observe the external stuff, we talk about the external stuff, but the changes that need to take place are internal, and those are healing changes, and those are really talking about the core wounding that they've experienced that's created the distortions, that's co-facilitated things in their life that are not serving them. They are serving them. They're serving their growth and their awakening, whatever. But it's not that it's wrong and it's not that it's bad. It's part of their awakening. Like I said, it's part of their evolution. It's part of their story. It's part of their learning. So there's a lot to it, but the way to create better winds up being a path of facing the things you're afraid of the most, it seems. Usually it's around facing your fears around not being secure, not being safe, not being accepted, not being loved, the fear of being alone, the fear of being rejected, the fear of being inadequate, the fear of failure, like all of these, but they're deep. All of these things are what sit inside of us, and we don't realize it, but we actually want our pain to be reinforced enough that it feels familiar. We don't think we want to be in pain, but some part of us like keeps creating circumstances over and over and over again that create a level of stress or pain or distress or overwhelm or whatever, because that's what we're accustomed to. You know, they say like, you might not like it, but it's familiar, so you'll stay. That's kind of where this comes from. So we kind of want it to be reinforced because then we actually feel a little bit more regulated than when things change and we don't know what to expect and we're no longer in the familiar paradigm. That's when basically, the fear of the unknown is what's holding us back. And that's really layered too, because our brain, our actual brain itself, likes things that are familiar because it doesn't have to work as hard. So we have our brain to contend with, but we also have our mind, different levels of our mind and our consciousness and our desires. And like, there's lots of levels to it. So if there are things that are happening external to you that you don't like, that are frustrating you, that feel like they're in the way, and you know what's really happening is that you are working with parts of yourself in order to change your external, then what you're really doing, what everybody is really doing when it comes to all this healing stuff, if they're willing to do it, is go so deeply inside of themselves, confront all the things that they are most afraid of, which will make you feel terrified or barren or hopeless or panicked, like, because you're confronting the very things that you're, that are part of the original wounding that you experienced. What you really need to do is just face all of that shit. You got to face it all. And you got to feel it all. There were so many times that I would be in a, like, say, with my partner, like, something would come up and I would feel inadequate or something, right? And my partner would not reinforce my inadequacies. And then I would feel ashamed that I felt inadequate. And then I would feel inadequate because I felt ashamed. And then I would feel ashamed that I felt inadequate. And the loop would just keep playing. And in no case would he ever reinforce my feelings of inadequacy or shame. So on one hand, him holding that position allowed me to feel my feelings all the way through, because if he took any opportunity to shame me or invalidate me or make me feel inadequate, then I'd actually be able to avoid facing my own shit, because somebody else would reinforce it and I could just live in that story. But when he didn't reinforce it, then I had to face it. And what I wound up facing was tons of shame that I didn't know was there. And this horrible fear of vulnerability, you know, like an exposure. And they were these gnarly loops of my past that were played out and reinforced by unhealthy and toxic people in my life that took advantage of me or treated me poorly, right? And I didn't know any better eventually, so just kept repeating. But when it wasn't being reinforced and I was made to sit with it, it's like it's an energy that had to play all the way through. Eventually, I would hit the very bottom of it all. And then it would start to clear. It would take days sometimes, but it would clear. And as I went through these layers, I kept thinking, oh my gosh, there is so fucking much here. And what about all the people that I work with? How can I support them in being able to get to this level and this depth within themselves and in their healing? The only way I arrived at it was having a really safe partner in my life. I am that really safe person for people that come to see me. You know, I tend to be one of the safest people in their lives, because the whole point of our relationship in working together is that we're supporting them in being and seeing and embracing who and what they really are, overcoming the lies, the limitations, and the wounds and shit that were holding them back, and then supporting them in creating the things they want in their lives and in the world, who they want to be, what they want to do, what they want to give, what they feel called to. And so I'm like that ally for them, that safe place. And I think that really does allow them to explore some of this wounding, but I'm not in their personal life with them. And having somebody in my personal life, like my partner in this case, or the experiences that I was having in my personal life, were the things that allowed me to finally see the truth of my whole life and my whole existence. And it was a lot. It caused lots of grief, lots of shock, lots of regret or frustration or anger. I went through waves of all kinds of things for months and months, and lots of fear. Because when you're falling apart and when you can't control things anymore, because if you can control it, then you don't have to face it. So I'm actually going to diverge real quick. So say you are in a really shitty relationship or something, or it's shitty sometimes. Basically, if it's not good, it's not good. Some part of us thinks, if I can control this, though, if it can get better, then everything will be okay, and then I'll be okay. But what's really happening is that we're using that mechanism of wanting to control to avoid facing the truth. The truth that this sucks and I'm not happy. The truth that this has to end and then I'll be alone. The truth that I'm in pain or whatever it is. The truth that you have deeper wounds that are reflecting in this relationship. You know, it like, as long as we can control our external circumstances, we don't have to do the deep inner work. You know, if it's like, you know, somebody gives you $10 million and your favorite job and the best partner on the planet and your dream car and whatever other material shit that's out there. These things that people think that they want that will provide them happiness and whatever. You can have all of those things. Number one, it's not going to make you happy, ultimately, most likely. If somebody just gives you all this shit. But it's the external being controlled that then helps us to avoid the internal, which is why people might drown themselves in material things or continue to seek out greater and greater levels of power or success or whatever. There's all this external emphasis, these things that they can tactilely manipulate or control, these things that they can accumulate, all of that. It just really speaks to the disconnect and the emptiness and the inner chaos that needs tending to. And until we can't control anything and we feel like everything is falling apart, we'll keep seeking external sources of security and safety and whatever. So what happened to me, which I'm really grateful that it did, even though I hated it when it was happening, I couldn't control anything anymore. I used to be able to intuit virtually everything. I had this like, I was very aligned. I could predict a lot of what was coming. I could decide on something and it would show up in my life. I could feel into the future. I could, you know, kind of cast these really beautiful magical spells, if you will, over my life. Everything was just like flowing and growing. I felt very led. I felt very attuned. I was very connected to myself and to my spiritual self and to my path. And money kept growing. Success was growing. Like, but there were things that I couldn't figure out inside of all of that too. And I didn't know how to get there. And that actually was some of the stuff that started to derail me, the things that I couldn't figure out, the control that I did not have. And what wound up happening over the last couple of years was that everything moved out of my control. Everything felt like it started to fall apart. And I couldn't see intuitively anymore. I didn't know how to stop things. I didn't know how to feel safe and secure. It was all just like leaving me. And I hated it. But once I surrendered to it, and let it all just be kind of taken from me, then I was able to face myself. And I was able to reorganize and attune myself back to myself and do a lot of healing, which was really intense, that I didn't even know I needed. So we live out this idea of a core wound and our core wounding until the time comes that we can really face it. So for the things that we're really struggling with in our lives, which in the world that I work in with people, It usually has something to do with their physical energy, their physical vitality, their mental health, their relationships, their goals, like, you know, our stuff. When they are struggling with those things and they want to make a change, what they really wind up needing to do is look very deeply at themselves and to let go of the things that do not match who and what they are. It means the divorce. It means the move. It means the ending of the job or business. It means the cutting ties with the family. It means pretty severe looking things. The way I described it to a couple clients yesterday was that, cool, so you want support around, you know, being the most free and whole version of yourself, and you want happiness, and you want fulfillment, and you want greater financial stability and security. You want all these things. And I can help you very quickly with any of that, because we'll be able to see how to help you get there, and you can get there. However, or you want to feel less anxious, that's a big one, or have more energy or whatever. But the real problem is that it's like when somebody is living in a home that has mold in it. You can go to the doctor and you can get treated and you can take the medication, whatever, to get the mold out of your physical system, to treat the symptoms of brain fog and fatigue and whatever, joint pain, whatever comes along with it, because you're being toxified by something in your environment. But once you go back home, it's going to start all over again because it's still in your house. We have to rid ourselves and our lives of those toxins and those molds. That could be your husband. It could be your mom. It could be your job. It could be the things that you've agreed to that really don't match who you are, that are sucking the fucking life out of you. Yes, there are parts within yourself that you get to work on and work with, but what I've discovered in every single person I have ever worked with is that the things that are happening in their environments, in their close and personal relationships, all a reflection of old stuff, old traumas, old conditioning, old whatever that, you know, is causing them to self-abandon, choose against themselves, feel confused, blah, 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 and stay inside of things that don't match them. That's actually what's going wrong. So until you get that toxin out, until you remove that from your life, you'll be stuck treating the symptoms. And so that's why, you know, if I'm working with somebody, if they can't make those big changes for themselves, then I'm happy to support them, like, however, but they usually aren't able to continue with me. Because once we see what the real issue is and they have to make big decisions, we do it obviously in respect and honor of them. It's not like you just like decide everything all at once, but once it becomes clear that they have to do the very thing they're afraid of, that they have to believe in themselves more than others, that they have to let go of the things that are hurting them, even though that's their source of security. Like once they have to jump off the ledge into the great unknown, which feels like such a sacrifice, but really is them choosing themselves. Like once that's actually the answer, then that can scare a lot of people. But at some point, hopefully, it becomes unavoidable. When we can't look away, when we can't control the conditions external to us, and when we must let go and surrender and allow ourselves to be moved onto the path that is better for us. That is the healing of this core wounding, these ancient patterns of, you know, dysfunction and abuse and, you know, conditioning and harm that fucks our brains and our minds and puts us under the control of other people, that has us self-sacrifice and people-please and feel unworthy and inadequate, that has us choose people, places, things that were never good enough for us in the first place, that has us live out these lineage patterns, these human conditioned patterns of not truth. But until we are made to confront it at the deepest, deepest level, we won't be able to overcome it or shake it. So, you know, if you so dare, if you want to like go all in, do it. Side with yourself. I know things can feel so scary, but I would go back and tell, well, I would go back and tell my past selves a lot of really wonderful things, but for the parts of me that were super fucking scared over the last handful of years, because I actually don't relate to myself past, I don't know, the last 2 years. I don't, you know, like I've changed so, so much. I've evolved so, so much. I've let go of so, so much that if I were to go back to my past selves before that, it's like, love y'all, but like we're on a different wavelength. But if I would go back to my past selves in the last year or two years, I would say, Kaylin, and you can say it to yourself, there's absolutely nothing to be afraid of. You are so fucking capable. You are a force. You are a light. You are everything. And you can do this. And anything that hurts you, anything that tells you that you can't, is a lie. And let yourself fall apart. Let yourself feel your feelings. Let yourself feel the fear. You're gonna be okay. And this is a great and massive clearing that serves you and serves the world. The more of us that can detoxify ourselves from these systemic traumas and lies and conditioning and pain, the better. We're clearing it one bloodline at a time, one spiritual bloodline at a time, personally, and then, of course, collectively, it's happening. So I would say, you've got this. And the fear is there because you're just facing the unknown. But the thing that I know for sure is that the unknown, while it may seem scary, is where all of my good and best and better than I could ever imagine comes from. And I welcome that into my life. And the less familiar it is to me, probably the better, because it's better than I can imagine. So I welcome the unfamiliar. I welcome the change. I welcome the not being able to control everything under the fucking sun. I welcome the changes that come when I get to break out of my conditioning and try something new. I welcome the lack of control I actually have. I embrace the wildness of this path and wherever it takes me, because once you return home to you and your parts are recovered, that's it. Now you're free. And now you can just fucking live. And as I said all of that, I wondered, is this the last episode of Soul Level Whole? Are we complete? Because Soul Level Whole was restoring your lost parts to become Soul Level Whole. All of our lost parts, all the things we've given away, all the things that have been taken from us, recollecting them on our life's path, integrating them back in, weaving them back into ourselves, reclaiming who and what we are so we can be the wholeness that we've always really been, that we're meant to be, and then live the lives that come from that. That's what this is all about. So it looks like anxiety and depression and success and manifesting and healing. It looks like all of that, but really that's what the whole point of this podcast has been. And I am not the me that started this. And I had my ass fucking handed to me over the last couple years. And I am humbled and I am grateful and I'm empowered as fuck. And I'm more me and more here than I have ever been, because I have faced the darkest shit. Like the invisible dark shit, the shadowy dark shit. And now I'm here sharing it with you. So I don't know if this is the last episode. It'd be really interesting if it was. I do know it's time for me to move on in every area of my life, and that's what I've been doing. I'm walking the walk, my friends. I'm doing it. I live by it. I'm devoted to it. To be the truth of who we are. To honor it. To devote ourselves to that. To live a sense of calling and purpose that is truly and genuinely soul aligned. That is what it's all fucking about. Whatever that means. That's it. So all my love to you. Thank you for listening. This was roundabout and all over the place, but maybe some part of it spoke to you. If it did, come find me and let me know. You know, you just type in my name and you can find me anywhere on the fucking internet. If this podcast has resonated with you over the years, that's beautiful. Like, we're part of a soul family. Like, we're equals, you know, we're doing this thing together. And I know that there are hundreds and hundreds of you out there that are subscribed. I see some numbers. I think we're up to almost 20,000 plays on this podcast. And like I said, I can see the subscribers and how many there are and, you know, the thousands of plays with some of these episodes, especially Calling Your Energy Back, which is meditation. It's a meditation. It's episode number 3. Interesting, right? Like, gathering ourselves back was the most popular meditation on here. So I love you all. Like, I have got so much love for you. I just hope that you just get to be who the fuck you are. And that if I've never met you before, maybe I do one day. Maybe we collaborate on something one day. But no matter what, we're all out here doing our deep personal work and then bringing that to the world. And we're making it truly a better fucking place. And that's what this is really about. So welcome to the family. Maybe this is the last time I ever show up here. But that's it. I usually say I'll be talking to you again soon, but I don't think so. I'll see you in the next thing that I do and create.